Welcome to the Dastan Goy podcast, a collective exploration of Pakistani history and culture.
In this episode of Dastan Goy podcast, we get to sit down with the founder of Purana Pakistan. It is a page on Instagram that is dedicated to the side of Pakistan and the people of Pakistan that many of us are now oblivious to. It is such an inspiring page. It is one that we look to for inspiration every single time when we're working on Dastan Goy. This was such an interesting conversation, and I can't wait for you guys to hear the person behind this wonderful resource that each of us should be following. So without further ado, let's get straight to Purana Pakistan.
I am super excited to have Purana Pakistan joining us for the Dastan Goy podcast. There's just so many different questions that I'd like to kind of ask. Lekin shuruaat karte hain ki Purana Pakistan kahan se shuru hua, kaise idea kidhar se aaya, and what was the kind of goal with what you were trying to do, and you know, how did the idea kind of come about?
Yeah, to main kahan se shuru karu? Mujhe lagta hai Purana Pakistan started with sort of this feeling ke hamare paas zyada representation nahi thi, ke main sunti thi kahaniyan, main kabhi kabhi tasveerein dekhti thi, and I'd be like, ye Pakistan hai, you know, when I was growing up, because I'm 22 right now, so ye main, matlab, when I was a child, I used to be like, nahi, ye Pakistan to nahi, because I grew up jab काफी टर्बुलेंट टाइम था. आई थिंक आई ग्रो अप इन वन ऑफ द डार्केस्ट पीरियड्स विद इन पाकिस्तान. सो मैंने लाइक 80s नहीं देखा, मैंने 70s नहीं देखा. सो आई डिडंट सी एनी ऑफ दैट. आई ग्रो अप इन द लेट 90s, आई मीन अर्ली 2000s. तो फिर एंड आई आल्सो फेल्ट के काफी लोगों के बारे में मुझे नहीं पता था. लाइक जब मैं, व्हेन आई ग्रो अप, आई रिमेंबर सिर्फ जवाद अहमद का एक कॉन्सर्ट हुआ था. आई नेवर ग्रो अप अराउंड कॉन्सर्ट्स, एंड आई ग्रो अप इन कराची. तो लाइक यू नो, इट जस्ट फेल्ट लाइक आई लव पाकिस्तान, लेकिन I didn't get to see the good side of Pakistan. Yeah. So I used to cherish the good things whenever they would happen, whenever, because like I remember in around 2011, 2012, Karachi mein bahut bure halaat ho gaye the. But I was like, maine nahi jana kahin, like this is my country. And I used to be actually nicknamed Jinnah in school. Because people were like, wow, this girl is so patriotic. Lekin then I came to uni back in 2017. Mm-hmm. And, I met a friend, like my roommate was from Bangladesh. Mm-hmm. And I was so sad to know ki mujhe Bangladesh ke bare mein kuch nahi pata tha. Because in my textbooks, mein, there was like a little paragraph. I knew ki we had like an East Pakistan that was Bangladesh. Mm-hmm. And but I didn't know ki kaise separate hua. Mujhe tha ki achha, logically, distance itna tha. So maybe it was just practical ki hum alag ho gaye. Lekin hamare, you know, hum bhen bhai hain. So then when I met her, she was amazing. She like met me really nicely, but I could feel ke thoda sa tension tha, like in terms of Pakistan, Bangladeshi like relations. So I was like, okay. And then I realized ke mere dimag mein kitne biases the, kitna mere andar, like I was, I mean, I feel like the Pakistani sort of like the media, the schooling, they give you a very pro-Muslim narrative about history. And they haven't talked about a lot of things that happen. And thoda sa sad, it was sad because if you're looking at it, you're like, you know, I will embrace my country despite its negatives, but I want to know about them.
100%.
So then I realized that I needed to unlearn everything I knew about Pakistan and start from scratch. Wow. So after coming to Pakistan, like I'm actually studying at UofT right now, University of Toronto. And I'm so glad it's such a multicultural city, and I have amazing professors who are from South Asia, and I started reading books. And in my first year, I did an entire sort of like a essay on the Bangladesh like war, the 1971. Yeah. Just to, and I was shocked because, I mean, Pakistan was at fault for many things. I'm not going to completely just blame them for everything, but they were, they had their faults, which cannot be ignored. Then I start studying about like the independence movement, and I realized, wow, like India is not as bad as I thought it was. So, you know, like is tarah se, then I was like, ye mujhe kyun nahi pata, like ye wo, I don't know this, I don't know that. Then I start exploring people's stories, personalities. And I was like, this person's not given credit. You know, like Facebook pe something would pop up saying Olympic winner who was a rickshaw driver passes away, or, you know, fastest man in Pakistan. And I'm like, no one knows them. And I remember I saw like a picture of this beautiful woman. Her name is Fauzia Saeed Hai. I've actually posted about her twice on Purana Pakistan because her picture popped up and she was like astonishingly beautiful. And the tragedy was that she passed away in her early 20s and she was like the face of Lux from like the 60s and the 50s. And she's beautiful. And I was like, we don't know about her. Like, just, I mean, she was the face of Pakistan in its early days. And then she drowned, unfortunately, while swimming. And it was just, so then I was like, you know what, I need to, like, we have Instagram. Like, in Uswak Waqt, actually, we didn't have, like, now I see that, mashallah, there are a lot of, like, his other history pages as well, dedicated to Pakistan and cities of Pakistan. But Uswak Waqt, there was nothing. This was a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
So then I was like, you know what, I'll just start something. And at that time, Pakistan made, it was like, it was when the dollar rate went up.
Okay.
And everyone was just bashing Pakistan online. So I was like, you know, no, we've had good times. Because a lot of people from my generation, they think that Pakistan was always like that. And yeah. I was like, no, Pakistan used to be amazing at a time. Like, it was the epitome of like an Asian successful story. Again, there's like, again, like a lot of history behind why that was so, how that was so. But like in the 50s, 60s, Pakistan had a good name. It was just a bit after that, that things started going down.
You know, it's very interesting what you're saying. And a second, like before you continue on your story, like I just like to unpack a couple of things. Like one thing that you mentioned, which was you were very patriotic and there was like this thing that you had for Pakistan and you were called Jinnah. ये क्यों होता है हमारे में इनेटली क्यों होती है ये चीज कि जब यू नो
वी हैव दिस
डिस्कोर्स इन इनसाइड कि हमारे बायसेस तो चलो इट मेक सेंस राइट लाइक आपको आपकी एजुकेशन एक ही चीज बताती है एंड इट्स ऑलवेज द ओनस ऑलवेज लाइज ऑन द ह्यूमन एंड ऑन द पर्सन लर्निंग टू अनलर्न एंड टू बी एबल टू लुक एट डिफरेंट पर्सपेक्टिव्स व्हिच समटाइम्स वी जस्ट सकम टू एंड वी आर लाइक नहीं हमें क्वेश्चन करना ही नहीं हमें बस पढ़ते जाना है जो सिखा रहे हैं दैट्स द ओनली राउट बट आई थिंक मोर एंड मोर स्पेशली विद द यंगर जनरेशन दिस इज नॉट द केस इन द सेंस दैट नो वन जस्ट टेक्स एनीथिंग फॉर ग्रांटेड लाइक वो जो सवाल नहीं आता व्हाई लाइक इट्स अ वेरी फनी स्टोरी लाइक माय डैड एवरी सिंगल टाइम आई आस्क हिम लाइक क्यों लाइक जो क्यों का सवाल है ना इज लाइक क्यों तो लड़ाई होती है लाइक ही ऑलवेज सेज दैट एंड आई एम लाइक अ पर्सन हु इज लाइक ऑलवेज Every single thing that he says or anyone else says, I say why. Just to kind of understand the different perspectives and like where this is kind of deep-rooted kind of coming from, right? Like you need to go 3-4 levels in to be able
Definitely.
To be, kind of understand the premise of it all. So one, I'd like to kind of go a little bit deeper on ye jo aapki jina wali wo hai, ki kyun kahan se ye patriotism kyun hai? Because like, another like podcast I did recently and they said that there was this jazba. Like, what is this?
Yeah.
I have yet to understand it. And I want to kind of get your perspective on that.
Yeah.
And then the other thing that you mentioned about still not knowing about Pakistan having had very good times and us not knowing about them. I mean, I think, yeah, to be honest, like this still exists to me. Like I'm 31 and I did not know about all of the good times. Like, for instance, again, I give you my perspective of like mom and dad. And I would ask them, and every single time you ask anyone who's older than you, right? Or if you're like just letting them, because for me, like some of my favorite things is like listening to my parents talk about their story. And
yeah.
they always kind of counter it, be like, "Hamare time mein ye hota tha, hamare time mein wo hota tha." And like, for instance, my parents moved away very early as well, like in the 70s, early 70s, I think, was when my dad left Pakistan and came to Dubai. So, But it's always very interesting to kind of, you know, understand their perspective and to kind of make those comparisons with us now when we go back. So I'd like to kind of hear a little bit about these two things from you and then continue on with your story.
Yeah, I'm thinking about so I think my sense of patriotism comes very strongly from my dad. And the reason for that is because मेरी फैमिली में ओके सो माय मॉम एक्चुअली हर फैमिली मूव टू कनाडा इन द लेट 70s अर्ली 80s
ओके
एंड दे सेटल डाउन हियर बिकॉज़ वन ऑफ माय आंट्स शी हैड अ हार्ट कंडीशन सो दे केम फॉर हर ट्रीटमेंट एंड देन दे सेटल्ड हियर अनफॉर्चूनेटली शी पास्ड अवे इन द 80s एंड देन दे जस्ट सेटल डाउन हियर सो बट देन समहाउ माय मॉम विजिटेड पाकिस्तान एंड माय दे गॉट मैरिड इन 93
ओके
एंड all my dad's siblings, he has two sisters, actually three sisters. One of them was living in Kashmir, Mirpur, and then two of them moved to California. So I grew up as like, and she was in Kashmir, I was in Karachi. We were really far away from each other. So, but she was our only relative who was in Pakistan. And I live with my dada dadi.
Okay.
But my entire family, like my, you know, first cousins, my aunts, my uncles, everyone was based out of Pakistan. And so my cousins, they all grew up abroad. They didn't know much Urdu or, you know, it was not a focus for them. So we had like a cultural gap. But my dad, he was like, you know, kuch bhi ho, like all of us have Canadian citizenship because of our birth, because my mom was Canadian. She grew up in Canada. But my dad refused to get a Canadian citizenship, saying, no, I will not. And whenever we have to travel, he has to wait for his visa, naturally. But he was like, no, I'm not gonna. Like, I'm Pakistani, Pakistani first, Pakistani forever. I do not want another citizenship. So that was really interesting. So us lihaz se, and ye bhi tha ke, I kind of felt like I would look at my forefathers, like my grandparents, and I'd be like, unfortunately, like, I don't blame my cousins and everyone for being brought up abroad. Not at all. And that's just a very normal way. But I also was wondering, like, I was like, how is it so that, like, we were brought up in Pakistan? Like, there was, like, this connection that we had with our grandparents that, unfortunately, our cousins could not foster because there was a gap. So I just felt like, you know, I want to maintain this. I don't want to, like, I feel like we're the only ones, like, out of, if we say, like, some of my cousins got married, their kids, they're also brought up all abroad. So we're the only ones who actually know Urdu in the family.
Wow.
So we're the only ones who can really, 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 like, talk to our grandparents. Lambi lambi kahaniya ki ye kyun hai. My family is also, like, my sister, older sister. She's also a history fanatic. I am one. So we love, like, yeah, discussing history. And to is tarah se, I think patriotism bahut strongly was because my dad was like, nahi, kuch bhi ho, I'm Pakistani first, wherever. And I was like, yeah. And then also because the partition, may all of us, like so many Pakistanis have had personal stories. But my Nana was also, he lost 11 members of his family. He was 19. He saw his dad being killed. A lot of, like, dad baggage as well. So I just felt like I don't want to let go of my existence, the root of my existence, like so many things. So uski wajah se I used to really hang on to this thing. And also, I had been really attached to the masses of Pakistan. Like, I personally, my parents and their social circle, like, we were from, unfortunately, like, there's a lot of class distinction in Pakistan. So we would identify, or we would be identified as the burghers or this and that, and the privileged wale.
Yeah.
Lekin mujhe hamesha se ek bahut strong affiliation thi with like the helpers who used to come to my house. I would just sit with them. I would, I've been very big on education since I was really young. So I tried to literate a lot of my helpers who were interested in education but could not acquire it for whatever reason. So I used to sit with them, bring my books. I learned how to, you know, do that. So I helped, like, a lot of them learn how to read and write. And then I started an adult literacy society when I was in my A levels.
Oh, wow.
Where I carried that on, yeah, to the domestic helpers at our school. They were around 40. Then we asked them, we started a society, and we taught them how to read and write in English because all the signs would get in English.
Mm-hmm.
And Urdu for those who did not. So it was like we had like two batches. Those who were already acquainted with Urdu, like how to read and write, they were then taught English.
Okay.
And then those who did not know how to read and write at all, they were only taught Urdu. And then if they managed to acquire like everything, and then they could go on to English. And then we had general knowledge sessions. So we once called in someone who was a med student, like he'd graduated. He didn't pursue medicine, but then he sat and he discussed like Naswar kyun aapke liye khatarnak hai and these things. So like we used to try to have general knowledge sessions where we would, one of the domestic helpers was actually a merchant navy. So he talked about how he went to Argentina, and he was from the batch that did not know how to read and write at all. So like it was just like those things, working with like the masses of Pakistan, seeing how they're the ones who really, really, really Like I'm like, who am I to like run away or something like that? I was like, they could be whatever I can do. I really want ke, like I'm really into academia. So my dream is like to settle down somewhere in like Nathiagali and work at a school or something like that. So yeah, that really kept me connected and patriotic because I was like, and the thing is that Pakistan ki jo rawness hai, like logon ki jo achhaiyat hai, yeah, a lot of them are very impressionable, very naive. Lekin they are so simple and innocent, like many of them. Yeah, hum Pakistan ki buraiya dekhte hain. We have to take into account that there are over 200 million people in that country.
We don't look at the perspective. Happen.
We don't look at that. We don't look at that. And the country is working, like you went to Pakistan, right? When you were much older, like again, from a different lens.
Yes.
What drew you to Pakistan? It was probably the people seeing ke jaise khuda na khasta choti si koi cheez hoti hai. There will be like 20 people running towards you saying, aap theek hai, like,
100%,
koi accident ho, something like that. So it's them who really, I mean, I've always felt like I think one of the biggest disadvantages for me, and I learned this at a young age, was that I'm a girl. So I can't sit by the roadside. I can't just go and be like, you know, like, and I used to look at all my guy friends and envy and be like, you, do you know ke aap, like how much power you have?
Yeah.
Ke you can go to any part of Karachi. You can go to any part of Pakistan and be relatively safer, or no one will ask questions. You don't have to give an entire justification to your parents as to why you want to do that. So there was just, yeah, like a lot of these things.
I love it. And like one thing is, like, I'm actually very curious, is the society still in existence today? Like, did you continue?
It is. Yes, it is in existence today. I don't want to mention the society because everyone will know that. Actually, people have probably already guessed, whoever know about the society, because like they consider me to be the founder. But then we had like a core team of 5 people who were the backbone of the society. We were, so there was no hierarchy later on, but people used to remember, oh, this person kind of started it. But yeah, it's still in existence. And I actually have a video that, because I left Karachi immediately after I graduated from my A-levels.
Yeah.
And my family moved to Lahore. So I could not, I visited and I like took like a bunch of donuts. And then I remember I walked in and the helpers saw me and they were just like, teacher aagayi, principal aagayi, Mr. Hasan. And they were just running and they were just so excited. And they were all grown men, mostly. And then we had 2 female helpers who were taught separately because we asked them if they're comfortable in coming and attending class. But they were not, so we taught them separately, but obviously they were given, you know, the resources too. But yeah, it was just amazing because, like, I remember we have this guard, he was from Mardan, and he had, like, was in his 40s, and he had like a big beard, and you know how KPK ke log bahut hi, like, you know, mashallah, they're really like intimidating in terms of their physical features, like they're very buff.
Yes.
And he was finishing his homework and he was the guard. And I walked in and he saw me and he got up and hid the homework behind him because he didn't want to know he didn't do it. So it was just like, it's so humbling. And it's also like, so they had a graduation ceremony for the helpers when they were, because it was just we joined with Jugnu program, which is an amazing program. It's like a 3-month course in how to literate adults.
Okay.
And it's really cool. So mashallah, and they were also really, really, really passionate. Like Ahmad, like I kind of talk about the class distinction, but you know, a lot of these helpers would come to work at 7 a.m. and leave like at 5, 6 p.m.
Wow.
And we had classes from Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. They would always, and we had to stay back. Like we tried, it's only an hour long because they have their own commitments.
Mm-hmm.
But they used to come to class. They used to have all their homework done. They used to have their files with them. So they were really like, and they were so grateful. Like, and I felt like, ekto, this is not a charity project.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want anyone to think it is. But this is a right. Even in our Pakistani constitution, it says that education is mandatory. Primary education is mandatory. And that's not being obviously exercised.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a right to every human being, to every Pakistani, if you're talking about Pakistan. And the fact that they're deprived of it is just, it's not acceptable.
100%. And so, it's like, what I love about this is the fact that, you know, you're doing this and you're making this change. And there are so many different things that need to happen. And do tarike hote na, ek to ya to hum bas bol dete ki haan theek hai bhai, wo illiteracy hai to illiteracy hai, government kuch karne di. Dusra ye hota hai ki you take an initiative and you see how far you can take it. And
yeah.
Core principles like we have Nathiagari, what Nathiagari is being developed right now, you know, like there was nothing. And yeah. You go up into the northern areas, like there's not that much that's been in terms of development. And we know what the problems in front of us are. It's just about tackling them in a way, right? Like, because what I realized, even like when you were saying, like when I used to go back, yes, people are extremely humble, extremely, you know, receptive. And unfortunately, lekin jo masla hamara, like at least for me, was ke, when you look at the outside media, it paints people in Pakistan in a very wrong way. Like, yeah. You know, everyone is super violent and all of these different things that, you know, people kind of associate with Islam or with Pakistan and all of these different narratives that people talk about. But then when you go there and you shift your perspective and you start to see the places where you can help and you can take things forward in terms of either building a school or different things. Like you said, education is it should be a basic human right, and it's in our constitution. But people are very quick to put blame rather than take that initiative. Ke dekho, theek hai, mujhe samajh aa gayi, like mere, like what is my power? What can I do? And exactly. There's a lot that we can do.
There's a lot. And woh mai kehti thi ke, again, how is it ki main Pakistan mein hoon and my entire family is not? Like, why is it that I was born in the family I was born in? Why is it that, you know, these things used to keep me up even when I was like a 5-year-old child, ke mujhe woh privileges kyun mile when my helper didn't get it?
Yeah.
Or when this person didn't get it? And what can I do? How can I use that platform to be of service to someone who for some reason, like maybe that is the channel for them to get some of what, unfortunately, like privilege is a big, big factor in so many things. And just identifying that is so important because we cannot ignore it. So
100%. Or ek aur cheez, as Purana Pakistan, what I've seen also, like while you were telling your story, is like, I mean, education and the way you deal with conversation is now coming out in Purana Pakistan as a platform as well, right?
Yeah.
Like you were interacting with people and you were figuring out ways of communicate and educate people. And now you're just doing that on a digital scale to the world about Pakistan and you're creating a perspective.
Yep. Mashallah. I'm so grateful for it.
And I love it. So continue on the story of Purana Pakistan.
Purana Pakistan, I guess that's like, there's so many little incidents that happened that really shaped the existence of Purana Pakistan. That again, there's just again, like people need to realize how I feel bad for those who are insecure of themselves, who are like, you know, I feel useless, yeah, whoa, whoa, because every single interaction that I've had with anyone has led to, for example, the creation of Purana Pakistan.
Mm-hmm.
There's one time I had to go to PTV for some reason, and someone met me and they were like, you know what? We should start a show in which you do like this thing where you come and you talk about like, you know, forgotten heroes of Pakistan. And I was like everyone's just constantly thinking of how to monopolize on an idea. And I was looking at them and I was like, I don't want to do a TV show, but yeah, how can I talk about forgotten heroes of Pakistan? So, you know, like little conversations you have with people really like ekdam se spark an idea. And you're like, yeah, ye hona chahiye, ye kyun nahi hai? Like when you realize that there's something missing.
And then then you're basically able to kind of democratize that because now everyone can have a voice. You don't need to be PTV to get to people. You can.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you send like a story and I want to know about your, like, but I've realized like when people send me stories, it's like, oh, my grandparent, my father was this or my, yeah. And I'm like, yeah, that's great. But I also want to know people's, like, you don't need to be means like, you know, okay, acha, they were big in the 70s or 60s politically. Personally, I'm not very interested in what their name was or how they were remembered in mm-hmm. Pakistan. Like, I want to know what they did. I want to know the little that they contributed, how they were inspirational for like for example, Ahmad, if you're like, oh, my grandfather did this and he was such an inspiration to me, I want to recognize that. Like, I want to recognize the little people. I want to recognize the big people also. But I want like people's personal stories to be shared as well. Like I see Brown History, like they were again, one of the only platforms at that time, and they're doing so great.
Beautifully, yeah.
But again, they were like sharing like an entire South Asian narrative, which is so important to see everyone from like a joint lens also.
100%, yeah.
But Purana Pakistan also, I want people, like just say Abdus Salam was so amazing. And I'm sure you've seen the documentary, I've heard of it on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
But like he did so much, and then he was remembered for, like there are a lot of like controversies behind his name, but he was not only like a Nobel Peace Prize, like a physics winner, like physics prize winner, but he was like, he did so much, the way he used that platform, the way that he, like, if you hear people who talk about him, the way that he used to exercise his knowledge, the way that he used to sit and just like, you know, really like when he was researching or whatever, it said so much about who he was as a person.
As a person,
like, I want those insights. I want to know who they were in their personal lives and their work ethic and like, you know, like, what's up really, because that's how you see them as human. And for hope in Pakistan, you need to perceive all these people as human to see, okay, how do I relate to that? Like how, okay, it just takes an idea, for example, yeah, the way this person used to, like the amount of like passion that they gave to something. It just, I don't know if I make sense or if I'm communicating.
Yeah, this is like, because what you said is, you know, bringing us back to basics. Like how do you create emotion and how do you create belonging? It's by looking at these core first principles of human nature.
Yeah.
And human
and
connection.
Everything comes back to history, Ahmad. That's the thing. To understand who we are as Pakistanis, our identity, it all comes back to history, to see how we are all interlinked with each other. Like Pakistan was created because of a sense of community, right? We were like, oh, two nation theory, blah, blah. Again, there are like a lot of issues with everything that I can just go into like a different side, but this is like the idea that created Pakistan, ke Muslims are their own nation. That is a bit problematic, but that was the idea behind it. And a lot of people truly believe that. So hum baithe ladai kar rahe ki ye jatt hai aur ye Punjabi aur ye Sindhi hai, but hum sab kyun aaye saath? Kaise aaye? Kin like the amount of people jinhone sacrifices di to make this possible. We are really ignoring it because I feel like ke Pakistan jab bana 1947 mein, it was a new country, right? Like mashallah for India, they had the institutions in place, right? Because they carried that on. They were supposed to start from scratch, but they're like, no, we will carry it on. Pakistan did not get that. And also the way that colonial India, even during the Mughals and all, the way that it was made was that just Dhaka had the, because we had Dhaka as like a part of, a crucial part of Pakistan. They had like the raw manufacturers, and then it used to go to Calcutta where things were then industrialized. That is how the system worked. When Pakistan was created, it was like Dhaka, say, all the way it had to come to Karachi. Or, you know, like we didn't have the institutions that we had during the colonial times or before that. So we had to start from scratch. We did not have a proper currency on our own. That also came a bit later, like our state bills were produced in India for a couple of years. We did not have so many industries. We did not have an army properly, like, you know, because they were completely divided. So I personally felt like when Pakistan bana tha, people were like, how do we make Pakistan now? Like, how do we? So if everyone ran into this race on how to make money, and they started neglecting the culture, the art, the history, because it was like, acha commerce karo, science karo, haan paise milenge, karo, karo, karo. Is tarah se ek wo ban gaya tha. And I feel like that carried on, and it still carries on as a part of like, because like my grandparents were born in pre-partition times. Your parents maybe, or, you know, maybe some of your aunts, uncles were born in pre-partition times. It was so recent, and we are like the second generation of Pakistan maybe, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like my parents were born in the 70s, 60s, and then I'm born in like the 90s.
Yeah.
So I feel like we were supposed to at some point identify things within Pakistan to maybe, because when we don't know our history, we are looking at things from a very surface level. And I moved to Lahore recently, so I feel like that was at the right time, because I was looking at the history around me and I was like, ye cheezein kyun nahi like if you go to London, if you go to any of these places, if you go to Boston, you'll see that they have really commemorated their history, which is why they are celebrated. Like if anyone's who's listening to this has been to London, you'll see like little plates that say this person was born here, this person lived here from this so and so year. And that's so true. Like Pakistan mein Manto lived in this building. It's not mentioned, no one knows. Bhakti House is, you know, so monumental, so central,
and
no
it's
one
lost.
Knows about
yeah.
it.
Yeah. I mean, yes. I found out about it recently because it was part of the Lahore Biennale and I saw it and I got like that is actually one of the places that kind of inspired Dastan Gowi as well, because like that was the essence of, you know, people coming together, and that was the crux of curiosity at one point in Pakistan.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And you know what, the other thing that's like really important and very interesting as well is that you're very right, like we don't document a lot of the stuff that we do. And we don't credit and we don't look at it as something to be proud of. And the stuff that you mentioned about the fact that we did not have infrastructure properly in place after partition and a lot of the things that you mentioned, like we still have to realize that Pakistan is a very young nation still.
Yeah.
Right? We're not that old.
And we shouldn't lose hope so quickly.
Exactly. Or uske liye hum log sabse aage hote hain. Like, you know, like, haan, ye masla hoga, ab to sahi hoga hi nahi na, forget about it. It's that mentality that you change. Like, I mean, what we've realized is like, you know, like a lot of the people that you speak to, like I've looked at this from the tech angle, and like our thesis in the tech angle is like a lot of Pakistani companies look at things from a scarcity mindset. They don't look to exceed and go above and beyond. And I think that happens in industry as well. Okay, Pakistan industries, hey, like you keep, like they keep closing down. How do you look at like the fact that you're one of the, like, or used to be one of the best textile producers, or the stuff that you've done in other industries in Pakistan and exported that the quality of materials that have gone outside, but you don't necessarily look at those narratives and create a story for Pakistan that showcases that, yeah, like we don't only have minerals, we have not only have manufacturing, we have all these different kinds of things that are happening, and these are some of the people that have done it. How do we commemorate that?
Yeah.
So what now, establishing Purana Pakistan and giving us perspective around ye kaise aaya, what have been some of the learnings and some of the most interesting kind of stories that have come out of it? Like starting a platform like Purana Pakistan, jab aap shuru karte hain, I'm sure that you interacted with so many different people, had so many different conversations and got to learn so many different things that you did not know. Because that's like what's happening on a daily basis for me with Dastan Goy, me and Walia for Dastan Goy. Yeah. So I'd be very curious to kind of hear some of the outlier stories that have come out of you starting on this journey.
I get what you mean. And unfortunately, like I started this in May 2019. Mm-hmm. And I was really excited to go back to Pakistan over the summer. Because I was like, I wanted to do a lot of research. I wanted to meet a lot of like even historians, professors, because I wanted to really shed light on a lot of events that also took place. I couldn't do that because of Corona. So Corona has really kind of like hindered a lot of things that I had in mind, like a lot of plans I had, because I didn't get to explore Pakistan at all the way I wanted to.
Uh-huh.
Lekin the most, like the biggest, I think, like learning experience for me has been ke in Toronto, actually, there is a historian who I bumped into by accident. And he gave me a lot of perspective, and he's like amazing. His name is his handle is The Singing Singh.
Okay.
And he focuses on women of Punjab, and he's doing a project called the Lost He Project. And I used to have a lot of conversations with him and find out a lot of things, like the way he thinks. He used to really, like, he told me about like how to access, for example, old newspapers from Lahore. And he told me about like a lot of people jinke bare mein mujhe nahi pata tha kyunki Pakistan did not celebrate them, like Sir Ganga Ram, who is the person who made Model Town. Like he was the person who created HSN College in terms of like its architecture.
We did We did a story on him. He's done so many incredible things.
He's done so many incredible things, and I didn't know about him because it's constantly a learning. It's a learning platform for me too. I'm learning with every post that I make as well. So it's big on my learning for sure. So uski wajah se everything I do, like, it gives me a new perspective. And I feel like when I was in Pakistan over the summer, I was kind of disconnected because I was looking at a lot of the bad that was happening. I feel like it's easier for people who are outside of Pakistan to really sit and, like, you know, be nostalgic. But when you're there, kyunki media pe constantly they're showing all the bad things that are happening, it just makes you be like, kyun, ye kyun? Like, you know, you're really sad, but you're like, I don't want to give up on this country. But it's just constantly bumming you down. And then I hear people saying, man, just leave it, dude. Pakistan is like it. And I'm like, I try to ignore it. And I just look at them and I don't want to fight with anyone because it's not worth it. But I think it's like a constant, like, struggle in the heart. But I'm learning from honestly everything that I'm putting up. The conversations I've had with people, there were a lot of ideas that I had, but again, like, juggling university with it, it's not been too easy. So a lot of the work I do is usually just like jumping from link to link to link to link and then finding out. So I think one of my favorite posts was the Ruafza post. I don't know if you saw it. I posted it when Ramzan was starting. That was one of my favorite posts because it was like Hamdard Laboratory and how Ruafza is sort of like supposed to satisfy your craving in terms of like the heat. And I used to call it Mashube Mashrik the entire summer. And I have a sister who's 10 years old and she's like, Lala, will you make Mashube Mashrik for me, please? So I was like, you know, I want to celebrate my drink. So my mom was like, you have finished all of our Ruafza. That was like a Ramadan stock. So I was always having it. And I was like, it's so good. So I feel like growing up, like the community I grew up in, a lot of people were just like, I feel like a lot of people think that the goal to success is trying to be disconnected with Pakistani and having like a more Western sort of, you know, identification.
Mm-hmm.
And I personally am so against that.
Completely agree.
So I thought that, you know, I want to find out what's more like very local Pakistani, like what's like Hindustani even, to see like these things that were there, but then we always took them either for granted, like Mehndi. I love Mehndi. And, you know, more love for Mehndi comes from finding out our history, our culture. So I think all these things, like, I really try to incorporate a lot of things into my life. Like sitting, if I'm curious, I'm like, I'm looking, eating a samosa and I'm like, wow, where did this come from?
That's basically me and Walia as well. It's a very like deep, you know, like rabbit hole. Just like ghus jate. Like it's literally it Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah, definitely. Kind of, it's just like that.
Yeah, it's incredible. And to be honest, like it's fascinating. Like, you know, these little stories that you speak of, because you know what? To be honest, it gives perspective to your own life and your own history and your own truths as well as you go on this path. Like, you know, stuff like you grew up with, like just like the way you mentioned Ruafza, I think like for me, like we're thinking about doing something on Motiega Pool and on Gendega Pool right now.
Oh yeah, please.
And we're going to be launching it today, I think. And for me, it's just, you know, Motia reminds me of my dadi ami. Like dadi ami ke ghar ke aage, like bahut bade wo phoolon ke like to darakht to nahi hota, like pauda hota hai, like I think.
Yeah.
And there was just so many of that. And I would just like, every single time I'd smell it, I would just be taken to her house. And now we have it in our garden in Dubai as well. And every single time I park my car and I walk home and I smell that and I'm just like, wow, it just like, it reminds me of her.
It's amazing. Yeah.
And then,
I'm just like, what you're saying is so true. And Motia ka pool takes me back to so many different childhood memories. So what I did was that, like I'm studying in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, yahan ke pool are not the same. So there's actually this candle company. I love scented candles called the Karachi Candle Company.
I've heard of them. Heard of them. Yes, I've heard of them.
And I have bought so many candles with the motiya smell, and I've just put them around my apartment because I love it so much. But yeah, please go on. I'm so sorry for cutting you off, but I had to mention that.
No, I love that. And actually I came across the Karachi Candle Company not too long ago, and I love the fact that they do not just like different flowers, but like aromas as well. Like there was this one time I think Margiela did like a line of perfumes that was not a particular smell, but a particular feeling of like what a beach feels like, of what a barber shop feels like. And I feel like there were a couple of scents in the Karachi Candle Company repertoire that had that kind of thing, and I love that.
They are. I'm so glad these things have come out at such a good time, you know. Like,
Yeah.
I'm glad people identify those things. Abhi jaise hamari generation made, like, there's like so many, like, Polly and other stories,
Yeah.
like this.
We
So the
spoke
way that
to
they're, yeah, I
Almi, who's
mean,
just an incredible people person.
yeah, they're doing such a good job. Like these books, like I think she also wrote the book Fearless, and I bought it and I read it for myself and I gave it to my younger sister before coming here. But you know, like ये चीजें सही टाइम पे अब आ रही हैं एंड दे शुड मेंटेन दैट. एंड आई फील लाइक इट्स यूजुअली व्हेन देयर पैशन प्रोजेक्ट्स लाइक दास्तान गोई फॉर यू, पुराना पाकिस्तान फॉर मी, इट्स दैट व्हेन, लाइक, क्योंकि मैंने नोटिस किया है दैट इन पाकिस्तान पीपल आर नॉट बीइंग वेरी यूनिक. देयर लाइक ये चल रहा है मार्केट में, चल रहा है, चलो चलाओ. यू नो, इट्स नॉट लाइक इट्स कमिंग फ्रॉम अ प्लेस वेयर इट्स लाइक समथिंग वेरी स्पेशल टू देम और समथिंग दैट दे, इट्स लाइक ओके, विल इट वर्क, विल इट वर्क,
Yeah.
people, this is a demand. And then they are not able to sustain it because if they're not getting the attention they wanted, then they're just letting it die down. And I think that's really bad because if someone, for example, is really passionate about a burger joint and they start a burger joint because it's coming from a place of like, yeah, and then there'll be like 20 other burger joints that open up and then the business will go bad in all of them because there's
Yeah.
so much competition
And it's the
and
same
then it
thing.
just dies down.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the
You
same
know,
thing.
it's really fascinating that you say that, because actually one of my favorite designers out of Pakistan is Zora Rahman, this jewelry designer. I don't know if you're familiar with her work. Like
I'm not, but I'll check it out.
she does these really cool designs through using silver. And I was having a conversation with her as well, and she was like, you know what, like sometimes it's difficult to find a market with silver or different kinds of designs because they're not your traditional way of doing things. But the fact of the matter is, we have to continue with, like, you know, the mindset that we're going to keep on continuing and figuring out this unique perspective, because that's what I bring. You know, my education might be from the West, but my upbringing is from here, and this is the story that I want to tell. And it comes back to that uniqueness and that unique kind of perspective and unique point of view. And it's just so important.
It is.
I would have, okay, this has gone very long, and I think
Oh, yes, I
it could
just realized.
go on for a lot longer. Lekin, I would just ask you the last question, which is, how do you unpack Pakistan when someone asks you, describe Pakistan to me?
When you asked me this question right now, I was just like, I feel like I एकदम से रोल माय आईज. I'm like, oh, where do I start? Like, what do I say? Pakistan is such a crazy place, and I love it so much. Like, I can't even tell you. But how do I unpack it? I always start with the people of Pakistan. I feel like, despite all the bad, where like they need to be, I'm so glad like the Aurat March, this and that is happening. Because they need to be recognized and they need to be reprimanded, of course. But it is the people of Pakistan. And then it's just, you know, like whenever I see their smiles, like people on the road, ये वो कोई भी बुरी हालत, like किसी भी like circumstance से कोई गुजर रहा है, कि एकदम से बारिश होगी. कराची में तो ये था कि बारिश शुरू हो गई, people would just look up, एकदम से they'd get up, they'd covered their, like, you know, जो उनके carts थे किसी भी चीज का, but people would be smiling through it all. I feel like the people of Pakistan are so strong. कोई भी like जब मैं यहाँ आई थी तो someone like my sister said कि कराची आई किसी से नहीं डरते, they only scared of the cold because it's so cold here, and that's so true. And it's about Pakistanis in general. Like a lot of my friends, one of my closest friends here, one of my roommates actually, she's from Islamabad, so I see so much that she was exposed to. Like her stories, they're different from mine because Karachi was so different. But then I have one of my best friends also here who's from Lahore. And then like all of us just get together, we identify as Pakistani, but there's so much within Pakistan. We are such a regionally even different place. We have the mountains, we have the beach, we have the fruits, we have the seasons, we have the desert, we have so much. And then there's so much history, and then there's so much culture, and then there's so much also like good principles and values at the core.
Yeah.
Obviously, some people exploit it. Some people are bad. That is how things work. Some people are good. Some people are bad. I feel like Pakistan, may you do see the good more if you really look for it. Like, not look for it, if you just look out and look at it from a different perspective. And that's how it's working. That's why there's so much, even like you meet a lot of patriotic Pakistanis. People call it a failed state. I don't think it's a failed state. Yeah, it might be from like the it depends on who's looking at it and from what lens they're looking at it. But the sense of community, the way that people give, the way, because look, anyone just say you have traveled so much. I have also traveled a significant amount. I see people in other countries and the sense of community is not that deep. Pakistan, there's no proper welfare system, but the people are trying to guarantee it themselves without even knowing it. Like there's the TCF, there's the this, there's the that. People are doing it themselves because of their own love. Not that they're, you know, they're not being forced to.
100%.
And it's coming from the heart. So Pakistan, I always tell everyone, you need to go visit it. You need to, because I can't really tell you because you're going to go with that lens. You need to go see it for yourself, because anyone who hasn't really seen Pakistan needs to go explore it from their own lens. And I guarantee everyone that it's going to be life-changing. For me, it was life-changing when I traveled up north back in 2016. Because when you go up north, you see the real sort of like, again, the rawness, like spring se jaakar bas paani bhar liya apne pee liya. Like, you
so
know,
beautiful.
You see that people over there are not materialistic at all. Ghar khud banaya, kaam khud kar rahe hain, bahut hi khush mizaj ke. They're having their struggles. Yeah, they might have the bare minimum according to the materialistic world, but they're happy. And I don't know, there's so much that Pakistan has to offer. And I really hope that it doesn't, we don't lose that, because it's one of the only countries I feel that is left that still maintained. It's like, you can see, like when you go to certain areas, you feel like you've gone back to the early 1900s.
Yeah.
Because the way of life as seen in the books for a historian is still the same. So yeah, I don't know how to unpack Pakistan to someone who asks me, because it's all very subjective. It's again the people. I always like to talk about the people.
It's the perspective and the lens that you bring.
It's the
right?
perspective, the lens, definitely.
Thank you so much for listening. Please follow us on Instagram and YouTube for more stories. You can get in touch with us via email contact.dastangoy@gmail.com. Until next time, thank you, shukriya, meherbani, khudafiz.